Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrne, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrne Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Because so many people perceive their pets, especially dogs and cats, as members of their family, I try to keep track of what's going on in the human parenting literature as well as the animal behavioral. In 2016, a book entitled The Gardener and the Carpenter, What the New Science of Child Development Tells Us About the Relationship Between Parents and Children, written by Allison Gopnik, caught my attention. Prior to Dr. Gopnik's book, the only time I had heard the terms carpenter and gardener used outside the realm of carpentry and gardening occurred early in my veterinary career. At that time, the terms were applied to the two different processes orthopedic surgeons used to repair fractures. Carpenters were the more aggressive. They perceived surgery as the best way to make that bone look and heal as normally as possible. If it took wires and plates and pins to get everything all aligned and get every little fragment accounted for, they would do it. Post-surgical x-rays of these fractured bones were beautiful to behold. Aside from all those lines in there and all the wires and pins and plates and screws, the bone looked practically normal. The gardener's approach focused more on, if you'll pardon the expression, creating a nurturing environment. Instead of trying to make everything perfect, surgeons who took the gardener's approach took advantage of the body's own natural healing qualities. Consequently, their approach focused on creating such a healing environment. When Dr. Gopnik applied the terms carpenter and gardener to parenting of young children, naturally, that intrigued me. Her basic premise is that beginning in the mid-20th century, the experience of being a parent has changed dramatically. She contends that instead of focusing on nurturing children and providing them with a nurturing environment in which the kids can progress at their own rate, parenting has become more like a professional sport, and in some cases quite an aggressive sport, with the goal being to turn out well-adjusted, productive adults. Unfortunately, though, because this is such a structured, such a controlled approach to parenting, it becomes a source of anxiety and stress for many parents, and that doesn't help their kids. I see the same thing in animals. People are so determined that they have to wean the puppies as soon as they're able to eat solid food. They have to socialize them beginning no later than 8 weeks of age or the world's going to end. They have to get them into puppy classes, puppy kindergarten, as soon as possible. All of these rules. And in the process, a new puppy or a new kitten becomes a source of constant anxiety. There are constant opportunities to fail. But as Gopnik points out, child development is a messy and complex process. While we're trying to do this, they are going to be teaching themselves other skills that to them are more important. And one of these that Gopnik points out relative to little kids that I would say is equally important, puppies and kittens, is to learn to detect the intentions and trustworthiness of adults. It makes total sense for both young animals and young kids. What is more important? That you learn certain out-of-context commands like sit versus learning to read parental intentions and learning to gauge how trustworthy those individuals are. What you want to do is to provide a reliable, rich, and loving environment that frees children and animals to become what they are. Seriously, given the choice, what do you personally find more rewarding? Watching a youngster of any species figure things out for him or herself? Or imposing a structure and a process on that youngster and then grading that youngster and yourself based on the youngster's response?
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.